rush, because I'm moving fast. Them see my matter don't cast, but me I no reply. Why them asking me why? Violence getting high. Mommy, I never reply, cause I will, that's my way. Jesus Christ, she on my body divine. Why I will fall down, life shows for ginger or sun. Time, chance, 50-50, life in a dice. Rich, poor, last, everybody will find.
Good day, guys. Happy new month from 360 Pop Culture. This is 360 Pop Culture, your favorite music podcast. And today I have a special guest today. First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Koride. I'm your host for today. Today we have a guest. He's not really a special guest. He's a friend of the house. Normally, he comes and go like that. He's your...
What's up? Afraid, I want to ask, which one is good day, guys? I don't know, it's so dope. Like, give these guys ginger, you know, rate them at all.
So what am I meant to say?
Anyways, guys, B to the E to the L to the O to the B to the E to the D.
Beloved.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we have Beloved here in the house. Shout out to Beloved once again. Happy New Month, everyone. Happy New Month to Beloved.
This is sixth.
Now, still new month. Happy new month. And I hope we see the end of 2021.
I want to see it already.
In Jesus' name, inshallah. Anyone you want to pick?
Just stop.
Okay, so we have a very interesting topic today. First of all, we'll start with an album that dropped this week.
Joe Boy dropped
his debut album.
Debut somewhere between Beauty and Magic.
Yeah, somewhere between Beauty and Magic. That's not the only thing we'll be discussed today as we go on, as you tag it along with us. There are other things we'll still bring up and we'll still talk about. It's a conversation. So somewhere between Beauty and Magic. Beloved, what do you think about the album? Since you're a Joe Boy, you're a Joe Boy fan, right? I know that.
How do you have seen on Joe Boy?
No, you've been a come on now. You've talked about Joe Boy. You talk about his EP. You like his stuff. Between Rema Fireboy and Joe Boy, I think Joe Boy is your favorite. I'm assuming for you. You've talked about this
between
before.
Between Rema.
Joe Boy and Fireboy.
Okay. He is Joe Boy. I think I'll pick Joe Boy. Mm-hmm. So, but I won't pick Joe Boy because he's the best out of all three.
But why do you like? Why do you prefer?
I don't know. I just enjoy Joe Boy. I feel like I enjoy him because I feel like if I don't know, you know what, many of them like, I cannot actually pinpoint why I'll pick him, but I think he's one I'll pick, Joe Boy Pondek. So his album, how's the album? So usually if anyone drops an album, if anybody wants to drop an album, you would expect, I don't know, you expect that they'll do more. So, like, on this album, he didn't do more. It's a good album, but it's what he can do. It's what everybody knows he can do.
Okay.
Like, he has dropped songs that are almost the same as what he did on the album.
Okay.
So, I feel like it was not very impressive on this album. Yeah, it was not impressive on this album. It was just, okay, I'll do an album, then I'll do an album. I guess, well... It's okay.
Some people are bringing up the argument that maybe part of the reason why the album is not that as solid in some people's mind, that it didn't drop at the right time. Do you think this album didn't drop at the right time? Like,
so I think it's overdue. I think it's about 8 months
late. Yeah, okay.
8 months late or a year late. But I think if he at least wanted to drop an album, maybe around the time where Whiskey, Digga and everybody were dropping albums, if he had dropped his album, then it would get more buzz. And why? Because everybody wanted music. We've been at home for a long period of time. And but now, I don't know, it's just an album. I doubt if the buzz he expected he would get is what he's actually seeing now.
Well... during the period of the PR, the awareness, hints on dropping the album, plans to drop the album, I kind of went through something. I'm not a big fan of Joe Boy, really. So
why?
No, I'm cool with his music. I enjoy his music, obviously. I like Celebration. I like his music. I listen to his stuff. I'm indifferent about him. He's actually a very impressive artist. When it comes to songwriting too, he does very well. And he's actually part of the conversation about one of people that are actually the most impressive artists in the last 3 years. He has been very impressive. But I'm just saying that I'm not just a big fan of like Joe Boy this, Joe Boy that. But I think he pretty delivered on something. He made a statement with this album. He made a statement that from here he can do better. But I don't think for a debut project, I don't think it's what that Joe Boy. It's not that thing that I really want, because it's an album that if you go through the 14 track, because there's a video, the 15 track is a video. If you go through the songs, it definitely, as time goes on, it will definitely grow into an album that will probably have a replay value for a particular cult base. His fans actually love this album, obviously. They love this album a lot. For how big he has actually placed himself, I don't think this is the kind of album that should follow. But from here, I feel they can make a better album. I don't think it's going to be his best album.
So, the album is an album that I don't think is great. Well, I've heard this album about 8 times and we dropped it.
But it's not great. You've heard it 8 times. It dropped.
Yeah.
It dropped yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It didn't drop yesterday.
Yeah, or Thursday, sorry. Yeah, Thursday night.
And I've listened to it about 8 times and it's short. The album is really short.
Yeah, that's something about Joe Boy. It does short.
So at the go, it's an album that...
45 minutes. It's 45 minutes. 15 song, 45 minutes.
So it's an album that you can just, like, if you want to go out.
Yeah.
Like, if you just want to jog, you can just plug in your headphones and you jam from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
So, my opinion, I think this album is what his EP
should have been like.
Yeah. Okay. His EP was rubbish. So, like,
I think I like the EP.
So, no, the EP had great songs.
Yeah.
But the EP had songs that we already knew.
No, okay. Oh, no, I think that was what he now did on this album, because he only dropped a lead single, Celebration, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing he dropped.
And another one, he dropped...
Lonely?
Yeah.
Okay, dropped Lonely. That's what I like about what Joe Boy did on the album. He showed so much... confidence.
Thank you from Mr. Easy.
From even not featuring anybody to just working so fine on the album, to just dropping maybe 2 songs and just doing fine before the same group. And just doing his thing. Like, he's just cool with this album. It feels that if anybody will like it, they will like it. And you move on.
But then, so between March of last year,
yeah,
and right now,
yeah,
I think this album has the best intro of it.
Whiskey intro.
No.
Whiskey intro. We can't add.
No.
Yeah, it has a very beautiful intro. But there have been better pre or better intros last year to this year. I'm not taking the fact that it's not actually very good. Intro, but
I've listened to a couple of projects young artists. Artists. I think his intro was really good. I think the intro, so like,
it's even arguably considered the best song on the album.
I think the way what he said on the intro, I think the intro makes you want to expect more.
Yeah,
from the album. I also think the songs were not actually arranged well on the album. I don't think the songs were arranged well on the album. I think there are some songs that should not come
into
so early.
Yeah.
I think there are some songs that should come very early that came really late.
The thing about the album is just that I don't think it's a concept album. It's just groove. That's one thing about Joe Boy and Mr. Ice, that's one thing they share. They have this way of like making you groove, even though you don't, you can look at it from, you can critique it from the musicality or maybe the lyricism is not good enough, but they'll just make you groove.
He has good lyrics.
He has good, he's, like so, I said, he's a very good songwriter.
So he has good, simple lyrics.
Okay.
So it does not make you, so like his audience are not, so if you like Asha, now you were growing up listening to Asha.
Yeah.
And then you want to look for a young boy to listen to. It's not him you
go to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You go for this guy.
Fireball.
Yes. Maybe if you're a big fan of Asha, yeah, that's who you listen to. But
or my logo.
You get.
Yeah.
But this is Joe Boy. Just keep it. Like, he's not stressing. Very good lyrics, but still very simple that the average person will listen to it and say, yes, this is my guy. I understand what he's going through.
Okay, so another thing I want to talk about is the cover art. Cover art is like, when I saw your cover art. But there's this controversy about the cover art. So I never feel that I copied the concept from Fireboy.
LTG.
You know, I feel that it's just, that argument is baseless. It's not.
How is it baseless?
Come on now. It doesn't really, is it because of the mountain behind? The rock behind all.
There's an ocean view.
I don't think it's baseless. These
of them are both wearing white.
Come on now.
Even the name of the album, Fireboy's album was Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps. His own was somewhere between beauty and magic.
So how does that?
I personally believe that.
Maybe Fireboy influenced him.
Yes, that there was a big Fireboy influence on this album. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Joe Boy, from the process in which he made this album, the creative process behind this album. But there are so many, from the way he dropped the album, from the way he pushed the album, to the way he finally released the album, to the track with the, I'll not put anybody on the album, I'll go through everything. Come on.
Probably let's check how many tracks did Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps.
I think so.
Are you sure? Maybe if that is it, then maybe we'll have to. Now he's testing. So yeah, your argument is business. Okay, before we go on, let's listen to one track, a track from Joe Boy.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to speak?
Well, I think it's the intro.
Okay. Let's listen to Count Me Out by Joe Boy. Enjoy.
I know, say the things say me, I know feel. He thinks say me, I know ditch. But I see say he no notice, but I stand feel. They go talk, they feel me, I know they wanna say. But I know saying the nonsense, I'm too blessed. God came aside so he can't stress me. I got EJ, it be like magic. I know you don't understand DJ. I drop it, I drop smash it. And I say you go there, you never stop it. I got EJ, it be like magic. I know you don't understand DJ. I drop it, I drop smash it. And I say you go there, you never stop it. Now you see me on your television. Everything I do, you know the motivation. Good vibes and celebration. Keep it moving with determination. So get my love out. Shine bright, you can see from afar. You can't know me, papa, my jaw. My jaw, jaw, jaw.
So you know he got me out. So you know he got me out. Cause because I know they shout doesn't mean I don't know what I am about. Know he got me out. But I hope I know he got me out. Cause I know they shout doesn't mean I don't know what I am about. Oh no.
Yeah, welcome back to 360 podcast. I hope you enjoyed Count Don't start to get back. Just help me out. So, Count Me Out by Joe Boy. So
it was an amazing song.
Yeah, an amazing song. Okay, so Beloved, what do you think about?
Well, I just want to point out the fact that the longest song on this album,
yeah,
is Police.
Okay, Police.
Yes, how long was it? Well, the first song is 1:49.
This
second song is
2:49. I say that you don't like this part of Joe Boy working on short songs.
I think if you want to make, see, in my opinion, if you're making songs this short, I think what you're after are hits. You're looking for hits. Like, anytime Kids Daniel drops a song, like, most importantly, anytime someone features Kids Daniel on a song,
yeah,
his lines are like, he just says 8 lines on the song.
He will just finish it up.
Yeah, he repeats a couple of things.
Yeah.
So, like, these are things that you should be doing when you're being featured on a song. Now, you're dropping a whole album of short songs. Please, like, we deserve more. Your fans deserve more. You should do more.
But you know, another standpoint can feel that you are doing that to show how creative you are. Because if you're actually making song that short, you would deliver whatever you want to deliver in that short space. And again, we're in the streaming era. People love short songs.
Just people really love short songs.
It's just the way streaming era has actually like placed it.
Okay. I think
for playlisting, his song would be actually very good for playlisting.
I don't deny it, but I'm sure the most streamed songs are not short songs.
What was your own definition of short song?
How do you drop a song of 1:40 or a song of 2:12?
So was so it's an average song should last for how many minutes?
I don't know. But not what is there? Well, it works for him. Honestly, it works for him.
It's fine. Okay, now let's flip the page a bit. Let's talk about something different about from what happened last weekend. Okay, so there's been this conversation going on online about this came out from the point of view of me loving the Fireboy artwork. So there's this thing that was going on online for a while about should visual artists be paid from music royalties, from recording royalties, from all this royalty stuff. And that has been going on. Some people feel that they should, that why shouldn't they? Because they add the experience to it. They add part of the experience. You are listening to the album, you are looking at the artwork. Some people actually like listen to get to know some artists through their beautiful artwork, and that's part one thing we want to talk about today. That's one thing I want to talk about with Beloved today. And there's something about royalties, really. There's something, and it's expressed. That's one thing I like about music royalties, something that is very expressed. Music royalties are payments that go to the recording artists, songwriters, composers, publishers, and other copyright holders for the rights to use their intellectual property. So I really don't see visual artists or photographers or creative artists listed here. So but really it's a credible argument, to be frank with you.
Is it a credible argument?
It's a credible argument, because before now there have been in during the times of physical copies, vinyl, there have been a point in time whereby people paid packages fee were paid. You get packages fee were paid to the copyright holder and the industry. So for physical copies, you can say, yeah, part of the thing is that I add up the old music material itself is also the package, your work, your what you've done. You get. So that's why I say it's but in a streaming era, it's a more difficult thing. It's a deeper argument now. It's very difficult to actually bring that up because there's not like packaging fee again.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
How much influence does the visual art have on how people how do you put it? Streams. So like, do songs without visual art do good or not?
No.
Are they doing well?
Yeah, yeah.
That song without visual out.
That's just photography, right? That's just the artist's face, right?
On name?
Yeah.
On name of the song. Are they doing well?
Yeah, some are doing well.
So?
Like Beyonce's, Beyonce's album, for example. Now. You know, it was just that name. Although the graphic designer will actually work on that one too, sir. So, yeah, it doesn't stop an artist from doing well, really.
So, visual art, I think the importance of visual art are doing... So, if I want to drop a song, the distance between, or the process between when I decide to make the song and when I actually drop it, I actually need what gig guys will see, what people will post up, what people will repost, and it must be nice. But then, when the song drops, people don't care about the art anymore.
Is it that thing that way?
People don't care about it.
Do you know what?
Trust me, people just care.
No, chill. There are actually some albums that a part of the things that make the album that successful is what people see. I'm not talking about the videos now. I'm talking about is the whole packaging. Take for example now. Rock albums are known for that. Rock albums. Like, I can't remember the name of the album again now. I'm finding it hard to remember now. But maybe we'll talk about it. There was a Michael Jackson album that had that beautiful. Until now, people still talk about that album. People even talk more about the art. Do you get what I'm saying? There are some albums that have that kind of experience for listeners. Sometimes they shift beyond just listening to the music into enjoying what the experience, the graphic experience present to you. And I'm a big fan of cover art. I'm not going to lie.
So hold on. Yeah. So maybe in the olden days it used to work like that.
Yeah.
But now when Apple Music is paying you for how many streams you have on your song. Apple Music is paying you for how many streams, not how many pictures.
It's relative though. It depends on the region you are, but in Nigeria, like we are, it's not sustainable for artists.
See, you know what? May I come bust your brain? I don't know for we, like I eat Apple, so all those guys that use iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't know about their experience, but then there are some times where when I want jam album, with the
covers no good
show.
Yeah.
But then it's because it's this song I want to enjoy. It's a song I want to enjoy. And again the contract, it also depends on the contract.
Yeah.
To be honest. You can always have it in the contract that okay, if the song makes its K, I want to have like its percent of how much your song makes. It always depends on the contract. But I doubt, I don't think it's actually right for an artist to say he wants to have a...
Visual art.
Yeah.
A creative artist.
Yeah, to say that I want to have a...
Royalty.
Yes, on a song. If you don't do your job, you don't
want... You should pay outright. Okay, what's the name? The name of the album, the Michael Jackson album now is Dangerous. 1991. So check the cover art out. Okay, I just added that to it. And there's something about this issue about royalties and who should be given and all sort. Usually, and I check this out as a fact, usually for visual artists, even their own work, they don't get royalties from it most times. It's not royalties. They are bought outrightly. Like they buy paintings, they buy artwork outrightly from visual, like their own work, not even you working for someone, your own work. I check it out. But in a state like California and USA, for example, now, the law allows you to get at least 5%. 5%, like the law even provides for that, but it's not even everywhere. Do you get? So if your own stuff is not you can't even get much royalties. You hardly hear visual artists getting royalties from their own work. They either sell it outrightly or they put it up for campaign, and you know, people come and check it out and they just check the stuff out. People pay for
it. So it just does not have that effect. So what do I mean by effect? Like, I don't know how I can put this into what, but for a work of art, there's like a, I don't know, like for a video or a song, like people can listen to it or watch it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then multiple people at different parts of the world can watch it at the same time. From a platform. But do you think an artwork can have that same effect with an artwork?
Trust me, artwork has incredible influence. I'm not going to lie. It has incredible.
See, in a museum, at an exhibition, it does want platforms on
stream, with music.
On proper platforms. Do you think, okay, hold on, do you think I'll pay an amount a month just for an app where I've just been seeing art?
Would you do it? Me?
Would you do it?
Come on, people can do that.
But would you do it? Would the average person do it?
No, what do you mean by average person?
Like, would the if you don't have interest in art, would the everyday person do it? If you are not an art person, would the everyday person do it?
But people pay to see exhibition now.
Yeah, would the everyday person do it?
Yes, now there are people that do it.
Would the everyday person do it?
Okay.
The everyday person loves music. The everyday person listens to music, regardless of what type of music you do. The everyday
person. But trust me, things will develop to that extent.
It will develop to that extent. But art is like a niche. Music is not. Music is something that everybody needs. It's a part of everyday life. Whether it's in your art, it's on the radio. If you want to work, you need music. But it's art, something like that. So music is a form of art. It's visual art. See, like that. Do the everyday person actually need visual art to move on with their life? Except if it's something they're interested in.
Well, I don't know. So maybe we should just take a break for the moment. What song do you want us to play? Or should it just be a song from Joe Boy's album?
Oh, I don't know about Joe Boy's album.
But you played it 8 times now.
Yeah, at the go, I loved it. It's short. That's Oshie.
Let's play Felony by CK.
CK, okay.
Yeah.
You oxy with the vibe. If you ever use the melody for so long,
So welcome back to the show. We're talking about issues concerning music royalty. Should a visual artist be paid for working on a song or a project? Should an artist, I mean a recording artist, consider paying such visual artists for the work? So Beloved has actually had his own input a bit. And there's a school of thought that's actually coming up and saying that, come on, guy, the visual artist is not actually part of the creative process behind making such music. You were not in the studio when we're making it, you're not in the booth, you're not the producer cooking up beats, and you're not the sound engineer doing stuff together. You just came and we just gave you the work to do for us, and now you're like, but I feel that it boils down to the leverage you have as a visual artist. I think sometimes too is all leverage and what you stipulate in your contract. There have been successful visual creative artists that have done artwork in the time past, and they are doing well. I don't think it's all about just I should have my own split, I should get royalty, it should be my own cut. I think it's just about making the industry better for that particular sect. Then we can talk about this later. What do you think, Beloved?
I think that as a visual artist, regardless of how beautiful your work is, outrightly, you should pay your outrightly. And that's all.
That should be the best.
It should be paid outrightly.
And why don't you save yourself from the my cuts, my royalty drama that comes with it?
And just, again, and the song, this music thing, I love. If you blow, if you don't blow,
and
the song, if you blow.
Yeah, and the truth is that we've not even, the music industry itself is not even balanced yet. But yeah, it's not even balanced here. We are still finding it hard to
An artist like Drake, okay. And again, and I think you have to understand that these musicians are not rich off their music. They have endorsements or no. So it's not this music money that is making them as rich. That is making them rich. But that's not what is making them as rich as they are. They get endorsements now.
Okay, now I think you've worked on project covers before.
Yeah.
Sound covers before. What has been your experience with?
Well, usually if an artist wants a cover art, you have to ask, because sometimes if you ask the artist, I should explain what he wants. Most times the artist don't usually know
what they want.
So you just ask them about the song, or you are in the studio with them and the song, you jam the song and you work on your idea of the song.
Yeah, but you are in the studio with them. Is that not part of the creative process?
After they finished the song, then you now listen to the song to make a
correlation
visual that represents the song.
Yeah. It must be a funny experience or an interesting experience.
Oh, well.
So you've never even thought about get guy. This one really do I like him. Guy, let's talk about, let me bring my lawyer, let's talk about royalties of it when you start making the money.
Royalties for what? That's the question. The question is royalties for what?
For working with the artists now to create that experience with the fans.
Just tell them pay out, right?
You don't want drama.
No need for let them pay you out rightly and move on.
Okay. Well, I feel that this is a conversation that we might not talk about it much now, but it might develop as time goes on. It's something that will keep on, that might keep on expanding. Because the music industry is different from 3 years ago. The industry is bigger now. So the industry will continue to get bigger and everybody will continue to ask for their own share. You hear what I'm saying? Photographers too. It's not even only about visual artists. Now, photographers generally talk about this to that guy. I should be.
So, on their own works, this guy is calling money outrightly. He's calling money outrightly. So
why should they collect
on the artist? More see, man. See, you can your cover art. You can use at least if you look at Drake, people like Drake and Cole, and I've made us understand that you can use anything as a cover art. A selfie, you can always take a selfie. Your cover, like people at this point. See, like,
don't say people because I'm really, someone like me, I'm really conscious about art.
I'm conscious about art. I like cover, but cool. So I'll use cool as an example.
Yeah.
Now, at this point with cool, I'm already a big fan of cool. I even if he uses white background.
Look at this guy, for example, now. Donald Glover, his last album was not like all white.
You see, J. Cole uses all white voice, but I just really don't care as long as they are.
Exactly. Kid Cudi too, for example, now. Like, these guys, they just, I feel that some of these things said, they were just, just let me do this, just put this in there. They don't really stress much on cover art. It's more, that aspect is more creative with the younger ones because they know it's also a selling point.
But an issue with them, Pop Smoke, where Ablo did an art for him.
Yeah,
and then online, everybody said, you know. So, like, it happens.
It happens. Okay, so, yeah. Thanks for riding and cruising along with us. Thanks for enjoying this episode with us.
It was nice being with you guys.
It's nice. To when we go see Beloved like this.
Now,
he's a busy man now. He has a lot he's running.
Don't worry me, I beg.
Next thing, he's going to have a family. You get family.
Don't worry, I'm in this podcast.
Okay, thanks for staying put with us. We really, thanks for doing that. Meet you next time. We should go out with your song, really. Love, we should go out with your song now.
My song?
Yeah, we should go out with your song. Yeah, so which song should we play for you, for them?
I have a new song coming out.
Yeah.
It's called Kurukata.
Kurukata.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Go out with that.
Yeah, let's listen to Kurukata.
Oh my God, Kurukata.
Man, I just had to be honest. Heartbreaks ain't no jokes. They're fucking painful.
It's Beloved, yeah.
Make I tell you a story about one girl we had date. Big Yash, mood swings like night and day. I won't lie, sometimes she makes me feel alive. But most times if I talk one, she talk five, yes. She ain't a good kisser, but I never ever really wanna stop kissing. I think we always had a passion, yeah, but she never had compassion.
Tell me what you want, tell me what you need, my baby. She had no try for your matter. Why you gotta act so crazy? She ain't no say I love you. She ain't no say I need you. She ain't no say I want you. She ain't no know say. Kurukata, 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 baby, no, they cry. Kurukata, kurukata, kurukata.